sometimes it gets really a lot where you think, okay, I don't know if I can do it.
Okay, so what do you do when it gets to that point?
I am telling myself that you are not yourself if you're not one day going to be a big star. So you were born for a reason, and you're doing what you love, so don't give it up because it's what you're living for, so don't stop.
Okay, so you cry yourself to bed and then you wake up. No, you don't cry.
I cry a lot.
Yeah, when it's hard, because like you said.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a crybaby. I kind of like to cry. It just helps me get over things.
Okay.
But it's like I can also make myself feel better. I feel bad, I cry, I feel better.
You feel good, you cry?
It's like my therapy,
actually. Oh, okay, that's good. So you're going to make a crying song, no?
Probably not.
I mean, your father is a producer, so it's easy. You just, daddy, you know what, let's just do something about crying. You just mix, give me a beat, and then you sing something for him, okay?
We could try.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, so right about now, it's 30 past the hour of 9, and the voice you're listening to is that of Kimmy Knight in the studio. And we are so glad to have her. It's 30 minutes for the end of the show. And if you got a message, if you got a call, you can call. The number to call is +41 44567 2400. And we also have text message alerts.
Come on, babe, let's leave this place. Come on, let's leave this all behind. Just come with me, I swear you won't regret. I give you love and all you need. Just come over and I'll be there. Yeah. Start a new life. Let's write a new story. You say you are mine. Let's leave the past behind, yeah. And forget about all this shit inside your mind. You make my world a better place. I love to see a smile on your face, yeah. Just give me love and affection, and please show me the direction,
Go. Think about you all the time to get you out of my mind. You're just like sparkling wine, think when you stole that fine.
Yeah.
Let's make this place to a better one. Just come on, we'll have fun.
You're
my king and I'm your queen. Wait, what? No.
Start a new life.
Welcome back, and the voice and the sound you listen to is that of Kimmy Knight, and she calls this one Love and Affection. She's still in the business of doing love music, and this has... Do you know Amapiano music?
I didn't.
This has Amapiano vibes.
Okay.
You didn't hear it?
No, it's like... I never really listened to the rhythm, actually, because... The song that we did was like more some kind of, we did a freestyle, and we were like, oh, it's not so bad, let's just drop it out. And I never really listened
but
to the song.
It's a really nice song, and it's really like interesting because but it has Amapiano. You don't like Amapiano?
We have piano.
No, there's a general music called Amapiano.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, she doesn't know. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, right about now, we will be playing Amapiano for her, so you can understand this genre of music.
That's very generous.
It's not like Afrobeat.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a few minutes break while we listen to this one. It's called I'm a Piano. So it's called I'm a Piano, but I'm a Piano is not really this particular song. It's a genre and it's a kind of music.
I'm a piano, piano. It's a big vibe, but you tell them no. They see me coming, they shout hallelujah.
Shout out to every I'm a Piano fan and Afrobeat fan out there.
So greasy, greasy, you did dance like grease, breezy, easy. I'm on my wrist, did they go, did they freeze you? Them know they call me Mr. Money for no reason. I see they go, I'm a piano.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tango, it's Friday and it's 20 before the end of the show.
Badman flows, put them on their toes. On the low, they got them low.
We still got Kimmy Knight in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And we are playing I'm a Piano. Based on a special request, we want Kimmy Knight to understand the genre called I'm a Piano.
Steadily, heavily. I'm a piano, piano. It's a big vibe, but you tell them no.
And for those of you partying tonight, party easy. Don't party hard. Don't become a party animal. Go easy and say no to drugs. Entangled is Friday on the special edition, and we are about to wrap the show up. In 15 minutes, we'll be wrapping up the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank each and every one of you who have been listening. And we got a message. Before that, we got one question for you from a guest. And we'll be reading this question. And we want to thank those who try to call, and we want to thank those who send a message, for we can only take one message.
I made it out of belly of the beast. From the ground up, niggas stand up. See the fandom, we know the random. But we done shine down, and then it never done. I'm telling y'all,
thank God it's Friday.
One thing I know, I'm a piano. I'm a piano, all on my piano. No, Messiano, Italiano. Lucky Luciano, killing bitches all I know.
I'm a piano, piano. It's a big vibe, but the girls them know. Steadily, steadily.
All right, we're about to come back to Kimmy Knight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Kimmy Knight, now you have heard I'm a Piano. And you understand this is why I compared it to Love and Affection. Because yeah, when you listen to Love and Affection and then you listen to this genre,
yeah,
you can see it's you see the background song, there's a sound. Mm-hmm. It's called doom 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 doom. It's like a talking drum. That's the, when you go again, you listen to this and listen to your love and affection, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have time. We want to ask a particular question because this is what people would like to know. We want to know about your challenges in doing music in Switzerland. Well, what are the tough challenges you think about per se?
Probably it's like you're never sure of your future. Probably you'll get like gig or something like this once and it's really huge, but you don't know like if there's ever going to be anything else. Also like to kind of get the education. It's here, but it's not like the same that you'd have in London or Berlin. Like these musical schools are everything I was always wanted to attend when I was a little kid. I never heard of this being in Switzerland that much, and I think it's also that a lot of musicians here in Switzerland kind of give up their dreams because they just think that they won't really have the thing to do it because there's not enough opportunity. I think that's kind of sad actually. But I think if you're like really into it and really love the music, if you know that you're made for it, you won't stop. So
okay, but like you said this because I had an artist who came here some time ago and she was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna quit, because for her it's like you have to divide yourself into two important things that you like the most, like you said, the education and stuff, and you have to make money from it, like the gig. You don't even know when the next gig would come.
Yeah.
You know, someone from London can even just go to clubs and play every Saturday and Sunday, and then they can make a living out of that. You know, but in Switzerland, it's not so. You can play, okay, you can have one good gig today, and then the next good gig comes like months away.
Yeah.
So Do you think maybe you want to move to Berlin or London per se because of this?
I was thinking about going when I was 16, so a year ago. But then I was like, okay, first I'm going to do apprenticeship.
Okay.
I'm going to get older. I'm going to get like
older.
Okay. I just like get more experience in life and also just kind of try to just live. Just be a teenager also, go out sometimes.
Okay.
And then when I'm done with my apprenticeship and when I was a teenager, I think I'd go for like 1 or 2 years, do something like on a musical school or normal just singing school, something like this. I think this would be pretty cool. I'm not sure yet, but I will keep my eyes open.
But you think it's not going to happen here in Switzerland?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. I know that there are some kind of schools, or I mean, you can also study music. But even though these opportunities are around, I think it would be like much cooler if you could say, yeah, I was in London and I was in this and this school. Oh, okay. And everyone's like, oh my gosh. So,
Okay. So if you're ruling this out per se, you don't think if you get an album, a very good album in Switzerland, it's going to blow you up?
Well, I hope so.
I hope.
I'm actually planning on bringing out my first EP in the next 1 to 2 years.
Oh no! We'll see how.
We'll see how it works with like my apprenticeship and everything. But I'm really aspiring to do that. And then I will see how it works. I really hope that it will kind of like bust up. But you never know. So.
But 1 to 2 years—that's a long time.
Yes, I know, but.
You know what 1 to 2 years is?
Yes, it's
for the musical world. There are people out there who would say, okay.
Well, all right, we'll say 6 months to 1 year. It sounds better.
Okay, 6 months to 1 year to work on your project.
Yes.
Per se, because you want to get some things right and you don't want to rush the music thing.
Yeah.
But that's really good. But we've seen that you've gone far because a lot of people are asking. So tell us about the competition you were into.
Yes. So it was actually last year, and the finale was this year. But we'll start with the story last year. It was the Swiss Voice Tour, and this is like a competition. They are all around Switzerland in like I think 18 Coop centers where they like do open castings. So there's a stage in the middle of a Coop shopping center, and you can register online, and then you can go on stage and you can sing. And then it always like goes up and up, and then suddenly I was like in the finale, and the finale is also on TV. So everything else isn't like really published. The first round will be uploaded on YouTube.
Okay.
And everything else you'll only see in the finale. But I think it was so incredible because I had like, I was in Lausanne. I went to Lausanne many times a month just to like prepare for this and have photo shootings, interviews, coachings. And I kind of felt, it just felt like I was a star.
Like a celebrity. So we can call you a celebrity, no?
Yeah, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
No, it was really, it's also like the performance I had at the end. Well, I didn't win, I can say it here, but it was so cool. And also when I was on that stage, it was the first time I've been on such a big stage. And it just felt like the right place. It felt like home, and I knew that this was something I have to do in my life. So I think it was like the first step for me to tell myself, this is going to be your life and not something else. So, yeah.
Okay. And so this is when you knew that, yeah, this music is for me.
Yes.
I want to be a star.
Yes.
I want to be a billionaire. I want to sign autographs.
Yes.
I want to sign autographs and things like this.
Yes.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Well, I really could sign the autograms. It was like there were like little kids coming to me and can I take a picture with you, and I was like,
and how did it feel?
It was, the feeling was so crazy. I was like, is she really talking to me? But yeah, it was so cute.
And you said you wanted this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you didn't win. Why? How did that make you feel per se?
Well, for me, I think I'm really a perfectionist, and for me it's also in school and everywhere, if I don't give the best and I'm not the best, I get mad with myself and I get upset and everything. So this probably, well, I didn't go there with the expectation to win. I told myself from the beginning that I don't want to go there and kind of have the pressure that I have to win. I just wanted to like enjoy it. I just wanted to enjoy my performance, enjoy the time that I had there. So I wasn't like there and was really upset about not winning. It probably was just like this little thing inside of me that told me, yeah, okay, so you're not good enough and you're not good enough to win. But it wasn't like something that destroyed everything, because I was so happy that I even had the chance to go there that winning wasn't even like the first thing in my mind. So yeah.
So but when you didn't win, it didn't like, you didn't say, okay, you guys can go kill yourself, I'm not doing again.
No, because
you sort of like a learning stage, no?
It was the start of my career. Oh, I know that one day I will win something much bigger. Okay. So it's like probably, I don't know, it's not really bad for me actually.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you said that, because I mean that was like gonna be my follow up question per se. Let me say, when you see big gigs and you're not being invited to perform, and you know there are not so many big gigs in Switzerland per se. Yeah. So when you see them and your name is not there, or you talk to the producer or you talk to the people in charge and they don't call you, how do you feel?
Well,
I believe you've experienced something like this before.
Yeah, well, I hate being second place, of course, or not even being anywhere. And it's sometimes like, it's really hard even to get the gigs, and when you kind of had the chance, but then it's suddenly like, oh no, and we can't take you, or no, it's not going to happen. It makes me mad sometimes, but then I think it's all right. Probably it just had to be that you're not there. Probably there will be something better. Probably I'm always like thinking, thinking, but it never really upset me so hard that I was like, I'm going to give up everything just because I didn't get this gig. Never.
Okay. So you're not that kind of person who gets mad just because he didn't get it. Okay.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to wrap the show up, and we're still with Kimmy Knight in the studio. We have one question. Someone sent a question and they have a question for you.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we cannot take calls anymore. And we're just taking this one question. And we are about to wrap up the show on My Music and I.
Kimmy Knight. Come on, babe. Let's leave this.
Welcome back. And it's 11 to the wrap up of the show. We want to say thank you so much to everyone who's been listening. I want to thank those of you who tried to call us. And like we said, hopefully we'll have her back in the studio some other time. But right about now, we are about to wrap the show up. And we want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening. Once again, we'll keep thanking you, because Tangled is Friday and it's a special Friday. And please, if you're driving, do not speed. and do not do drugs, do not do things that would harm your health, and go easy. So I have more questions to ask, but we don't have time. That's the thing. So we can keep asking questions and asking questions and asking questions, you know, because I think a lot of people who've been listening and who've listened to you, they would feel disappointed because you said your next project, they want to see you after this competition come out in full force, you know, but now you're just holding back. It's like you're holding back. You don't want to, you know, release something to give them, you know, you don't want to keep their ears busy, you know, and people and not like, they want to know this person. They want to say, okay. So let me ask you this futuristic question. Mm-hmm. What would you do if you don't make it in music? If at the end of the day, you tried and tried and tried and then the music thing is not working?
Well, I have plan B. it's kind of
so
a long...
So you get plan B already?
Yes, I have a plan B. It's mm-hmm. Often when I say it, everybody looks at me and is like, what the hell? Never. Mm-hmm. But... well, first of all, I want to just end my apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. I want to have good grades. Mm-hmm. And when okay. I've done this, I would actually like to go to the police school.
You want to be a policeman?
Yeah, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like, now that's just call me. Yeah. What's the... You want to be a singing cop or what?
No, it was... I think when I was small, like, mm-hmm. I always said, okay, I have to have a plan B because I can't, mm-hmm. like... ends my life because there is not going to be any music. And mm. I was like, yeah, being a cop is kind of cool.
Okay.
And
so
I think
when
I just want to...
You like them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm always like, oh yeah, I'm one of you soon. And it's like, I don't want to make the young me sad, mm-hmm. in saying, I will not be a police officer, mm-hmm. even if you said so. So I think it's just like something I'm doing for my mm-hmm. younger self. Mm-hmm. But it's still something that it interests me. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Mm, okay. and so you see yourself being a cop, like a police woman.
Yes.
And you will say, I remember when I used to sing.
Yes. Oh. Probably I will like sing for the people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
I will like do some events in the break where they mm. can sing with me. Or mm. yeah, we'll see.
Mm. Okay. So like I said, I have just one passing question. You said, have you ever tried? Because I think some the person heard you talking about not listening much to Swiss music,
mm-hmm.
and they said, have you ever tried infusing Swiss rap to your music, maybe Swiss and Swiss German, from what he's saying here, Swiss and Swiss German, to your music to get a better output?
Well,
that's a question that I believe the person is listening.
Yeah, I have friends that okay. Well, they're not close friends, but I know people mm-hmm. of friends that do like Swiss rap and everything. And I think it was like we talked about it that we wanted to do something once, mm-hmm. like they were doing Swiss German rap and mm-hmm. I was like singing on it,
okay.
but it never really came to it.
Okay. What? Why is that?
I don't know. We just kind of lost contact.
Oh, okay.
But I think this would actually really be something cool, like just do a collab where mm-hmm. you have different languages on mm-hmm. one song. That's always cool.
Mm-hmm.
And different people kind of get together, and also just the making of the song in a collab when you're with different mm-hmm. people. I think this is such a cool journey. So
okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody, this is, I think this is just more or less like an advice. He said you should join the, I don't know what he means by, or is it she, a Swiss music group.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get more gigs, you can join the Swiss music groups.
Okay.
I don't know what that
means. I will
means,
take but, notes of that. Thank you.
But Kimi Knight is listening, so maybe can they? Are you on which platform? Facebook?
Yes. Instagram? Well, I actually only have Instagram because yeah. I don't really want to get distracted in my life
okay.
in social media.
Okay.
Well, you can all follow me.
Okay. So you can follow
on
her.
Instagram. It's the official Kimi Knight.
Okay. So you can follow her per se. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to wrap up the show and it's 7 to the hour. But still, we got some last questions for you before we wrap up the show. But we take a short break while we proceed.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We want to thank everyone who's taking time to listen to the show.
Come on, babe, let's leave this place.
And don't forget, our next show, we have a special guest in the house. And it's deep, it's personal. And it's, thank God it's Friday. And there's not going to be regrets. There's not going to be things you would say, how I wish or how I wonder. as I say, if things are not going well for you, take it one step at a time. Never rush life.
Come on, babe, let's leave the past behind. And forget about all this shit inside your mind. You make my world a better place.
And we have 5 minutes before we wrap up the show. And we want to say once again, we'll keep thanking you for listening. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we are back online and we are still with Kimmy Knight in the house, ladies and gentlemen. So, you talked about when we started the show, we're about to wrap up and we want to say thank you for coming. And we want to thank you for gracing this occasion. And we want to say a big, big, big thank you once again. Thank you once again to everyone who's listening, to all our sponsors and everyone who's glued to their radio. One last question. You said when you started the show, you said you were 17, but then you have a father who does music. So what's the advice for someone who doesn't have a father who does music and they want to do music? Where should they start?
Well, I think it's always important to believe in yourself and also not make yourself, don't make yourself think that you need someone to do what you're meant to do.
Okay.
And not think that you need someone to get somewhere. If you're meant to do something, if you're meant to do music, if you're meant to achieve something, you will do it. One day you will do it without any help. Yeah. And I think it's just keep on doing it and keep on practicing, keep on trying to get on gigs, keep on connecting to musicians. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing.
And you said if you're meant to do music, you would do it. For you, you knew this when you hit the Lausanne competition. You were like, ah, this is it. So what if they don't get this opportunity per se?
That's a mean question.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
because I think from what our listeners have listened to and from what you've said, you've been in a wonderful position per se, and it's really cool. It's really nice.
Yeah, I think if you get the opportunity and then fail and think, but it's really what I want, I don't want to give up, then don't give up. If you get the opportunity and fail and think, all right, probably it wasn't what it was meant to, then probably you're meant for something else.
Okay. So if they see it and it's not what they expect per se, and it's not really what they have in mind, then they should just give up, because that's just, as you said.
I think so. Or just concentrate on other things. Like, if it's not music, probably it's drawing or it's a sport or something like this.
And so what if it doesn't work? All this doesn't work and all they want to do is sing?
I don't know. Just be a normal human.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it from her. And we want to thank you. And so any last words for those who are listening per se?
I think I would just like to say to everyone who's listening, first of all, thank you very much. It was really great being here. My first radio interview ever.
So we're glad to have you.
Yes, it was very cool. And I just think I'd like to say, live in the moment, guys. Live in the moment. I always like to say this little thing. It's yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift, that's why it's called present.
Okay, today is a gift, and this is why we have to enjoy it. So we are signing out, and once again, we want to say thank you for coming.
Thanks.
We want to say
you.
Thank you for taking this beautiful, beautiful time to visit us, and hopefully we will see you again. And we're wrapping up the show. This is My Music and I, and this is GT Bryant, and we will be killing this one with the Killing Butterfly song.
Why can't I stop thinking about that's my eye? But